Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 88. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 57. Tonight, slight chance for storms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. One resident in the state of Kansas say they are extremely grateful for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach after them falling victim to a Nigerian cryptocurrency scam and the AG's office being able to help get that money back. KSNT News reports that as of yesterday, the Attorney General's office and Chris Kobach announced the successful recovery of more than $32,000 in digital currency in connection to the scam. According to the AG's Charities and Financial Scams Unit, they did file the lawsuit against the resident of Nigeria under the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. And while the individual did not respond to being served by the district court, they did file an order for full restitution. The Nigerian digital wallet was seized containing more than $28,000 in Bitcoin and more than $4,000 in other digital currencies. In other news, organizers of the Kansas State Fair say they are excited for the launch of the State Fair for 2024 starting tomorrow, and individuals wanting to get tickets for the fair or for different festivities can go to the website at kansasstatefair.com.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot, and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with foreign motor credit. Does not include 2025 models.
With the fall school semester ongoing across the state of Kansas for public K-12 schools overall, some parents were concerned in USD 501 in the state, concerned about transportation on getting their kids to school timely and safely, as there have been accidents across the state reported with individuals running into buses and buses maybe not taking the precautions that's needed. However, Transportation Secretary for USD 501 addressed the issue in their local community.
Every school has a boundary zone as to what the busing would be. And the rule of thumb is 1.75 miles. The thing that everybody has to keep in mind is we are limited on resources and what we can provide and provide the best service that we possibly can. And so we work with parents when we can, and we, you know, try to provide busing where possible.
That audio from WIBW News. At the same time, the Kansas Department of Transportation is still reminding individuals to be cautious if you are traveling in the mornings or in the afternoon when you do see the buses, and make sure to stop when you see those flashing lights.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Supreme Court has announced that they will agree to expedite a hearing regarding a lawsuit that could keep voters from deciding on whether to expand abortion rights across the state of Nebraska. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the hearings will be set for Monday next week, with arguments over the suit filed by the conservative nonprofit Thomas More Society. According to the organization, the initiative would enshrine the state constitution, the right to have an abortion until viability, or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. The lawsuit does challenge the particular measures on technical grounds, arguing that it violates the state's prohibition against addressing more than one subject. Abortion seems to be a big issue in the state of Nebraska, with the November ballot having rival initiatives that would codify Nebraska's current 12-week ban on abortion in the Constitution, with exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the life of a pregnant woman. Hearings begin on the case on Monday next week. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all of the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board heard that early enrollment projections are down 9 students in the junior-senior high, down 14 at the elementary school this year, with 59 in the senior class, 67 juniors, 59 sophomores, and 70 freshmen making up a 255 senior high student body. The junior high is down 14 students from a year ago, with 388 students enrolled at Marysville Elementary. Substitute teaching pay was raised to $125 per day short term, $130 per day long term. Bus route pay was approved at $40. FBLA requested consideration of a Washington, D.C. trip for student learning next year, which was approved. At least 10 students are interested. Fundraising efforts will begin. Teacher retirement of Kathy Totten was accepted. Washington County Public Works advises 15th Road between Yankee and Zenith will be closed today to replace a culvert, and 24th Road between Indian and Jade will be closed for 2 weeks for a bridge repair. 395 riders are registered for the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville Saturday. That is 5 shy of a goal of 400, which would be a record turnout for the 11th annual event. The route will leave Marysville Southwest, then back to the northwest portion of Marshall County and into Washington County before returning to Marysville on 120, 65, 35, and 30-mile routes. And a number of activities are planned throughout the day Saturday, emphasizing the area's history with the Pony Express, termed the Pony Express Festival. The activities will include old-fashioned kids' games, a demonstration in the one-room schoolhouse at City Park, a program at the Marysville Public Library, STEM activities downtown, Western music and cowboy entertainment, plus a chuck wagon dinner, and barn dance at the Pony Express Barn in downtown Marysville Saturday evening. St. Gregory's will also host the annual Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K on Saturday. The Mental Health Awareness Workshop was held Saturday in Washington. Shannon Borgman with the Washington County Ministerial Alliance was among coordinators and will be our guest on the KEDY Public Affairs Program hearing this Saturday morning at 7:10.
Yeah, I think one of the things that if you're in a community of faith and you're wondering how to address mental health or how to go about it is to support and love whoever comes in your doors the best you can, to share joy and with them as much as you can, and to engage people in a way that they understand that it's not shameful at all. Sometimes our bodies are just designed a certain way, and we may need more serotonin, or we may need some wires recrossed, or different things like that. And so it's always okay to go seek that out. And if you're in the church and someone comes into the church needing that kind of love and support, just love and support them.
A memorial service is planned Saturday, September 7th. For Daniel E. Red Barnhill, age 56, of Washington, who was killed in a motorcycle accident August 3rd. Service Saturday, 11 a.m., First Christian Church in Washington, with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Red Barnhill.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, potato salad, cucumber salad, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, pork tender, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Some rain showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunny and cooler into Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine as we head into Sunday, warmer with our highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Warming up into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny and warmer into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 85, record high on this date 106. The average low 61, the record low 42. Sunset this evening 7:52, sunrise in the morning 7 a.m. 60 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of September. KNDY News time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Old-fashioned fun and activities are happening in Marysville Saturday, September 7th at the Pony Express Festival and Gravel Dash. Games and demonstrations start at 10 a.m. with presentations throughout the afternoon at the Kester House Gardens and Marysville Library. From 5 until 7 p.m., indulge in an old-fashioned chuck wagon dinner outside the Pony Express Museum and vote for your favorite slice of pie in the Slice of Heaven contest. Supper tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for kids ages 6 to 12. Wrap up the day with a lively and interactive barn dance under the stars featuring the Match Sellers and Derek Dottie. Mark your calendars September 7th for the Marysville Pony Express Festival. Information online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street Facebook page.
Many hands make for light work. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Pirates thought they had a hit with their second batter of the game in the top of the first, but that hit was ultimately changed to an error. And by the ninth inning at Wrigley, Pittsburgh still did not have a hit.
The pitch. Bouncer slowly towards Swanson. He's got it. Throws to first. No hitter. A combined no hitter for the Chicago Cubs.
Cubs Radio Network. Cubs beat the Pirates 12-0. It's the 21st combined no hitter in baseball history. The first in which a rookie started and a rookie finished the game. Cubs get a no-hitter. White Sox get a win. They beat the Orioles, snapping their 12-game slide. Orioles still lead the AL East. Yankees fall at Texas. Angels a 10-1 win over the Dodgers. Diamondbacks beat the Giants, and Arizona's up 2.5 on the Braves in the National League wildcard standings. Braves beat the Rockies. Mets a half game behind Atlanta for the third wild card spot. Mets an 8-3 win over Boston for their eighth consecutive win. Royals snap a 7-game skid with a win over Cleveland. Marlins walk off the Nationals in 10. Fernando Tatis, the game-winning hit for the Padres as they walk off the Tigers in 10. Cardinals a 3-2 win over the Brewers in 10. Reds score 9 in the first and beat Houston 12-5. Rays score 8 in the fourth. They go on to beat the Twins. Phillies 4-2 over the Blue Jays. Kyle Schwarber with his 13th leadoff homer of the season. That ties the Major League Baseball record. Week one is upon us. Ravens, Chiefs tonight. The NFL season officially kicking off. Chiefs going for an historic three-peat.
Last year was so impressive because we had a season in which Travis Kelce was throwing his helmet, Patrick Mahomes yelling on the sideline. This was an offense that seemed so disjointed and things weren't right. And then they kind of calmed down and figured it out and won a Super Bowl. And now they're even better. Whew.
ESPN's Kimberly Martin, Chiefs and Ravens tonight. Caitlin Clark, her second triple-double of the year. No other rookie's ever had one.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Beatrice Speedway is back this Friday night for the Elmer Sadoff Classic and second annual Sprint Car Challenge. The Malvern Bank 360 Sprint Cars and URSS Race Saver 305s will be tearing up the track for a heart-pounding night of racing. Sports Compact and Hobby Sock classes also racing. Hot laps start at 7 p.m. with grandstand admission only $20. Let's go racing Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway with the Elmer Sadoff Classic and Sprint Car Challenge.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. You're seeing fewer help wanted signs. The Labor Department says U.S. employers posted 7.7 million job openings in July, the fewest since January of 2021. Economists suggest hiring could cool further in the months to come. The weak employment numbers played into a mixed stock market Wednesday. The Dow closed 38 points higher, but still just below 41,000. The S&P slipped 0.16%. The NASDAQ lost 0.3%. Shares in U.S. Steel plunged 17% Wednesday on word that the White House plans to block the company's sale to Japan's Nippon Steel. Vice President and presidential nominee Kamala Harris said U.S. Steel, quote, should remain American-owned. Meanwhile, Topgolf and Callaway appear headed for a corporate breakup. The two golf-involved companies merged in 2021, but the board at Topgolf Callaway Brands now plans to pursue a separation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning for a pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. As yesterday we wrapped up, grains mostly higher on the day with trading yesterday. Livestock was a little bit lower overall. We'll see what's in store for us for the Thursday today in just a bit. But corn market, they started off relatively slow and slowly grew as the day went on yesterday. September corn did finish 4 cents higher at 390.5. December corn was up by 3.5 cents at 412.75¢. In the wheat market, September wheat finished yesterday. Decent gains right towards the end, 18¾ cents higher at 585¼. December Casey wheat was up by 16¾ at 593 even a bushel. In the oats market yesterday, decent gains there. September oats were up 9¾ at 347¾. The December was up 9¾ at 357 even a bushel. Over in the soybean market, we saw mostly higher numbers there. September beans up 9 cents on the day yesterday to 10.06 even, with the November up by 9.5 at 10.21 and a half a cent. In the meal market, September meal up $4.10 at 323.80, with the October up at 8.40 at 325.80. And the soybean oil for September down 72 cents on the day to 41.35. October down 76 cents at 40.72. Overall, canola market, they took a bit of a hit yesterday. November down 11.20 at 579.70, with the January down 11.80 at 591.20. And the cotton market was in the red. December down 69 cents at 69.81. The cotton market for March was in the red, 67 cents at 71.54 at the end of the day. So overall, not a bad day in the grain markets. We'll see what's in store for us on a Thursday. Energy markets yesterday, we saw mostly lower numbers there as well, as crude oil did wrap up a little bit lower, down $1.35 at $69 even. Unleaded gas was down 2 pennies at $1.95. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University has been a part of radio in a multitude of ways for 100 years. K-State Broadcasting Professor Emeritus Steve Smethers discusses the beginning of K-State Radio.
Radio was a massive tool to be able to inform people. There was a way to make money with radio. We also understood that. And for a place like K-State, where you're trying to reach your constituencies, this mission of bringing the university to the farmer, you know, you really didn't have much cheaper way of doing it than a radio station. K-State was the very first public institution to understand that radio or some type of alternative medium could be used to actually take not only information to the people, but to take education to the people as well. And so the university was all about putting its own station on the air. And so they applied to Herbert Hoover, who was Commerce Secretary at the time, back in the days before the Federal Radio Commission. So in 1924, December the 1st, KSAC went on the air.
In 2002, radio at K-State changed.
And so on November the 27th of 2002, KKSU left the air. And forgot to mention, of course, that the station changed call letters at one time. A station in Sacramento, California, decided they wanted the call letters KSAC, and so they offered quite a sum of money to KSAC Radio to sell them the call letters. And so the university began identifying its radio station as KKSU.
Smethers describes a prominent figure for K-State in agriculture broadcasting.
Paul DeWeese was a giant in farm broadcasting. He had the most mellow delivery on the air of anybody I think I've ever heard. You know, he had this ability to be kind of this authoritative voice of agriculture. When he would interview scientists and specialists here on the extension staff, for example, he had a way of bringing out information from these people. And then because he understood agriculture himself, he was able to translate that back so that the average listener could understand what the scientists were thinking. He was a great broadcaster. That nice, deep, mellow voice, I can still hear it right now.
That was K-State Broadcasting Professor Emeritus Steve Smethers with a glimpse at the century of sound and service from K-State. Learn more about the history of K-State Radio and its celebration on September 13th at www.ksu.edu/radiocentennial. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The legend of storks delivering babies isn't a modern creation. We look at the history of the ancient lore today from the old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 5th, the 249th day of the year. Singer Freddie Mercury was born on this day, and in 1987, American Bandstand aired for the final time on network TV. Ever wonder how the stork became associated with the arrival of newborns? Baby-snatching cranes appear in Greek mythology, but the story really began to take shape in medieval Europe, where the summer solstice was a traditional wedding day. That's also when storks would begin their annual migration to Africa. They would return 9 months later to hatch spring chicks, just as couples who had wed the previous summer were expecting a newborn. That's the beginning of the stork legend. His delivery cap and diaper sling didn't come along until much later. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Well over 1,200 head of early consignments include 32 black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds, 4 crossbred steers and heifers 4 to 5, 11 black and red steers and heifers at 4 to 550, 15 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 650, 41 black and white faced steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 56 mostly black steers off grass weigh 500 to 600 pounds, 14 black steers 5 to 6, 169 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 675, 20 weighing in at 600 pounds, 15 650 to 750. 7 black yearling steers weigh 7 to 750, 21 crossbred yearling steers off grass weigh 7 to 800 pounds, 21 black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 15 mixed steers 7 to 750, 66 black heifers 750 to 775, a lot of 40 at 750 to 800 pounds, 35 black heifers 750 to 9 with 60 weighing in 800 pounds, 20 black and white face heifers 800 pounds, 57 black heifers 8 to 825,
146 black steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds. 62 black heifers off grass, 850 to 875. 60 black steers, 8.5 to 9. 30 crossbred steers, 9 to 950. 120 black steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. 62 black steers weigh 950 to 1,025. And they have 12 preg-checked open heifers weighing 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY and 60 degrees. With one more day of warmer temperatures pushing well into the 80s ahead of a cold front that could prompt some scattered thunderstorms along the way. Highs into the 70s, Friday into Saturday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is day number one for the regular season for the NFL of 2024 as the Kansas City Chiefs are the ones that kick off the regular season at home at Arrowhead Stadium with all the attention focused on the Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. First kick tonight at 7:30. With the multiple Super Bowls under their belt for Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the team, all eyes to see how Kansas City ends up kicking off the regular season as they ended up beating the Ravens last year. But the NFL says that they are anticipating what that matchup may look like for this year.
Baltimore's O-line has some question marks after losing a couple starters. Kansas City's defensive strength, rushing the passer. Ravens' line will be hyper-focused on keeping Chris Jones at bay. The DT was as good as ever last year, got a big bag in the offseason. KC has good edge rushers, too, to send after Lamar. The most dangerous, George Karloftis. He hit double-digit sacks in his second year.
Kickoff tonight at 7:30. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot, and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
The new assistant track coach for Kansas State University and the winner of a gold Olympic medal, Tara Davis Woodall, sat down to talk about her experience not only in the Olympics, but being able to come and coach at Kansas State University for the upcoming season.
It's been a crazy experience. I'm welcomed with so much warmth, and I'm so, like, I don't know, this is a place of community, and that's my biggest, you know, life goal is to have a place of community. People always ask me, why don't you live in LA or New York? And it's like, well, when you go back home after traveling for so long, you're instantly into a city that has no idea what's going on in the world besides whatever they got going on. And I feel like I need a community. I feel like I need that village because this sport's it's so hard. Now that I get to come and coach at K-State, I feel like the community just got bigger, and the community here is unreal. I've never seen anything like it.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville Volleyball hosted a home invitational over the weekend. Bulldogs split on the day, picking up wins over Chapman and Riley County while falling in straight sets to Nemaha Central and Clay Center. Turning around Tuesday to play Concordia, the Bulldogs fell 2-1 and 2-0. Marysville now 2-4 on the season. Next up, a home matchup versus Clay Center next Tuesday. Marysville Cross Country kicks off the season this Saturday with a home race at the Marysville Golf Course. Girls Golf got underway Tuesday with a meet at Concordia, and Marysville Tennis is at Salina Central today. Twin Valley League Volleyball kicked into full swing this week. In Tuesday's scores, Centralia defeated Onega and Donovan West. Hanover swept Washington County and Clifton Clyde. Axtell defeated Frankfort and Blue Valley in straight sets, while Valley Heights did the same to Blue Valley, Frankfort, and Axtell. Washington County picked up a win over Lynn, but fell to Clifton Clyde and Hanover. Through 1 week of action, Hanover, Centralia, and Valley Heights all set undefeated in league standings with at least 2 wins apiece. On the season, Centralia sets at 6-1, Valley Heights 5-2, Hanover 2-0, with Axtell being 4-4. Volleyball games pick back up next Tuesday as Lynn hosts Centralia and Frankfort. Blue Valley. Valley Heights is at Donovan West with Washington County, and Axtell, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde will all be playing in Onega. Stay tuned every Thursday to KNDY for updated fall sports results and standings.
KNDY kicks off the high school football season Friday with the Cape Reps pregame show at 6. The Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of 6:45 pregame coverage for Marysville at Nemo Hall Central, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, and our Friday feature game, Valley Heights hosting Centralia, live on FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on our free mobile app. College action Saturday, Kansas State pregame at 9, kickoff at 11, Kansas pregame 5:30, kickoff at 6.
KNDY.